Today is Confederate Memorial Day. Many across the South will recognize those who fell during the Civil War. There are three of these uniquely Southern holidays. APR's Stan Ingold takes a look at some of the controversy surrounding these days of observance in Alabama and elsewhere in the South.
Confederate Memorial Day and the birthdays of Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis make up the trio of holidays related to the Civil War. Steve Murray is the director of Alabama Archives and History. He says Confederate Memorial Day has a long history.
Unofficially, there are accounts of events happening as early as 1867 here in Montgomery, when the ladies of Montgomery would hold events at cemeteries and at other locations, affairs that would remember those who died in service to the Confederacy.
Jimmy Hill plans to observe Confederate Memorial Day. He's the Alabama Division Commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Hill says that his group uses Confederate Memorial Day as a way to continue that tradition.
We do the same thing. We'll put a wreath at the monument in Montgomery at the State Capitol building at the Alabama Soldiers Monument, and there will be a wreath placed, and there will be a service put on by the United Daughters of the Confederacy.
Hill says it's no different than what the descendants of those who fought for the North do for their ancestors.
They were called the Grand Army of the Republic. They did a similar celebration themselves. They put flowers and everything on their veterans' graves, and it's just a way for us to remember those that did fight.
He says it's the people they want to remember.
You know, they went to war for various reasons, and we're trying to remember those people that went out and died for what they believed in. And so it's just very important for us to keep that tradition alive.
No, I don't celebrate Robert E. Lee Day. It's just a coincidental. Robert E. Lee Day falls on the same day that Martin Luther King Day.
That's Representative Alvin Holmes of Alabama's 78th District. We spoke to him previously about the celebration of Confederate holidays. He's been a longtime opponent of any Confederate memorials and the holidays themselves.
Because the Confederacy represents slavery and oppression toward black people. They fought a civil war in order to maintain the institution of slavery, to keep my folk parents in slavery. So the Confederate holiday or Robert E. Lee birthday or Jeff Davis birthday don't mean nothing to me, don't mean nothing to black people. It's a symbol of slavery and oppression.
Holmes led the charge in Alabama to remove the Confederate flag from the state capitol. Then-Governor Robert Bentley had the flags removed from the capitol grounds, including around the Soldiers Monument. Lawmakers are currently looking at a bill to protect historical sites and monuments in Alabama. The hope is that the bill will also protect some monuments to civil rights leaders. One of Alabama's neighbors to the west is spearheading the concept.
This is a day that has been well over 2 years in the making, and for some it's been a longer historical ride than even that.
That's Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. The state recognized Robert E. Lee Day on the same day as Martin Luther King Jr. Day. However, last month, Hutchinson signed a bill signaling his state's move to separate Robert E. Lee Day from Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Hutchinson says that there was a twist while he worked on his bill.
To be quite honest, I expected this debate would divide us. But instead, during the debate, we listened to each other and the conversation brought us together.
He says people need to look not only at themselves, but what others have gone through as well.
This is an education bill in which the discussion educated each of us. And we learned that history needs to be viewed not just from our own lens, but through the eyes and experiences of others.
When asked if Alabama will be doing away with the holidays or moving them like Arkansas did, Steve Murray says they're here to stay for now.
I would not predict it anytime soon. I think that there's enough sentiment and enough desire on the part of people who work hard to preserve remembrance of those who died in that war to mean that there's going to be some persistence to that official recognition of that anniversary.
The conversation about the recognition of the holidays will continue, however difficult, between those who feel they represent a time of oppression and those who seek to remember their heritage. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News.